We have a quorum.
All right, super. All right, welcome everyone to the October 3rd Education Talk Meeting. May we have our opening roll call, please?
Yes, Madam Chair. Commissioner Dean?
Present.
Commissioner Smith? Commissioner Stone?
Here.
Commissioner Langille?
Here.
And Commissioner Brown?
Here.
Commissioner Burke? Madam Chair, we have a quorum.
Thank you, and can you let us know who's in Tallahassee?
In Tallahassee, we have Jim Hammers, Justin Vogel, Mo Madani, Thomas Campbell, and myself, Michael Clark.
All right, thank you very much. I guess first we have up the meeting agenda. Does anyone have any changes to the agenda? Not hearing any. Can we have a motion and a second on approving the agenda?
Move approval.
I'll second.
Thank you. All those in favor of approving the meeting agenda, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? All right, the agenda passes. Next, we have the August 1st, 2019 meeting minutes. Did anyone have any corrections that they wanted to make? Not hearing any. Can we have a motion and a second to approve those meeting minutes?
I move Langille.
Thank you. All those in favor of approving the August 1st meeting minutes, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, the minutes are approved. So today we have an accreditor application, Mr. Sanjeev Mangoli. Michael, will you tell us about Mr. Mangoli and his qualifications?
Yes, Madam Chair. The applicant's name is Mr. Sanjeev Mangoli. He currently resides in West Palm Beach, Florida. I checked to make sure all of Mr. Mangoli's licenses were current. Specifically, he has a certified general contractor's license, number 1509687. It is current, active, till 8/31/2020. And the legal address for that license is West Palm Beach. He has another certified general contractor's license, number 1520075. It is also current, active, till 8/31/2020, with the legal address of Boca Raton, Florida. He also has a certified specialty contractor's license, number 13115875. It also is current and active till 8/31/2020. And finally, he has a home inspector's license number 6326. It also is current active till 7/31/2020. Mr. Mangoli possesses extensive work experience as evidenced by his resume. And the trade areas, the content areas of advanced courses that he is seeking approval for, seem to match his current licenses and resume. Those specific trade areas referenced were accessibility, administration, building commercial, building residential, energy, and existing building code. Also, Mr. Mangoli included with his application the flowchart explaining his understanding of the evaluation process regarding an accreditor's job, and it was correct. Did all of the EDPOC members receive the rule language that I sent as an attachment with the meeting notice? Does anybody have any questions?
One quick question. This is Don Brown. And please forgive my ignorance on this. Is it common for a single legal entity to have multiple general contractor licenses?
I think it is, and if you noted, they were for two different addresses. One is West Palm Beach and one is Boca Raton.
Okay.
Also, Madam Chair, for your information, Mr. Mangoli is attending the meeting. He is on this call.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Mangoli, would you like to make any statement other than what you've already presented?
Thank you. I have presented everything. I also have an educational background of civil engineering. I've been in construction for since I graduated in 84, and I have all sorts of experience building high-rise, industrial, commercial, residential, and so on. And currently, I also work with Gold Coast Schools, who is the provider for continuing education, and I'm part of writing these courses and everything for continuing education.
Okay, thank you, sir. Is there any public comment on this application? Does anyone from the POC have any comments or any questions? Not hearing any. Is there a motion? Okay, I heard a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? All those in favor of approving Mr. Sanjeev Mangoli as an accreditor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, congratulations, Mr. Mangoli. You are approved.
Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate your time.
Okay, thank you. Next, we have some pending courses. We have one pending course, and that is course number 938.0, Existing Building and Energy Conservation and Advanced Building Code Course, provided by PDH Academy and accredited by Bill Dumba. Michael, can you tell us about this course?
Yes, Madam Chair. This is a two-hour online course that will provide designer professionals with practical information on the 2017 Florida Building Code. Upon completion of this course, participants will understand some of the changes made to the 2017 Florida Building Code existing building, as well as 2017 Florida Building Code energy conservation. These changes include, but are not limited to, roof diaphragms, replacement windows, fire-resistant ratings, daylight responsive controls, zone isolation, and heated water supply piping. As a result of an administrative review of this course, I found no issues and recommend approval.
Thank you. Is there any public comment on this course? Is there any POC comment on the course? Is there a motion?
Move approval, Stone.
Second, Langiller.
Thank you. All those in favor of approving course number 938.0, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? All right. Course number 938.0 is approved. And we have no more courses, so we'll move right on to the Educator Administrator Activity Report, please.
Madam Chair, the Education Administrator Activity Report contains brief descriptions of the normal activities of the administrator from July 23rd, 2019 through September 23rd, 2019, including staffing functions and handling inquiries from a variety of sources concerning the FBC education program. Also included in the report is training funding information for 2019, which is being promoted by Building a Safer Florida, which does include the eligibility requirements for those training funds. Other than that, Madam Chair, nothing else is in the report, and that concludes the Education Administrator's Activity Report.
Thank you. Are there any questions? Does any POC member have any comments or future discussion items? Is there any general public comment? Not hearing any, we can have a roll call for adjournment, please.
Madam Chair, Commissioner Dean?
Still present.
Commissioner Smith? Commissioner Stone?
Still here.
Commissioner Langille.
I'm here.
And Commissioner Brown.
Here.
Commissioner Burke. Madam Chair, all accounted for.
All right. Thank you all so much for your time. I appreciate it, and I'll see most of you in a couple of weeks.
Thank you.
We are adjourned.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Commissioners.
Thank you.